Welcome back to InDef Podcast. Season 3, Episode 4. Featuring producer and owner of Imperial Vibes clothing line, Paul Vegas. Enjoy the show.
Peace, InDef Podcast, Episode 4 of Season 3. I got a very special guest with me, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hey, greetings, everybody. My name is Paul Vegas, producer for Barry Mars on a couple of his tracks, or projects, I should say. Very happy to be involved in those projects as well. So here we are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to the pod, bro.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. First question, man. Dream studio session. You get to pick three other artists and one co-producer to be in the studio with you to create some tracks. Who you picking?
Ooh. Three other artists and a co-producer.
Yeah.
I can go ahead and get the producer part out the way. That's going to be Alchemist.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and get him in there and make some heat. As far as artists, let's see. Throw you in there. You know what I'm saying?
Dope.
I'm not, know it's kind of biased, you know what I'm saying? But I would definitely love to have you in the studio, you know what I'm saying? You over at Alchemist Beat, like that'd be crazy, man.
Crazy, for sure.
I would probably go with another underrated artist that me and you both know about, RJ Payne.
Yes, sir.
Let's see, who else? That's a tough one, man. I think it would be a toss-up between J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, for me, honestly. I think they're very lyrical. You know, especially for this generation. But yeah, that would be my dream project right there, especially with Alchemist.
Sure.
I mean, he's done everything with everybody, you know, Benny the Butcher, Freddie Gibbs, the list goes on and on, you know what I'm saying? So that would probably be it.
Yes, sir. Good choices.
Thank you.
All right, so next question. If you had to choose two things you are capable of with production that you weren't capable of years ago, what would they be?
Two things with production?
Yeah.
That I wasn't capable of doing years ago?
That you are now.
That I'm doing now. Not to copy J Dilla, but I wish that I was able to have the creativity that he had. Like, a lot of my beats started being heavily influenced by Dilla, especially, you know, like that project I shared with you a while back. But I just wish I had the capability of learning how to create the format for the beats, right? You know, to have like changes in it. Like, a lot, you know, when I started out producing, like I started producing in 97, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I started out with just looping a sample.
Right.
Like, oh, wow. Like, you know, this is dope. Like, you know, I got a little four bar loop, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, once I started listening to Dilla, like that opened my mind up. Like, wow, you know, I could chop this up. I could chop this sample up, or I could make this sample do this while this sample is going on. So just adding to the elements of the beat. Like, I just wish I had that. Starting out, I would be a monster, you know what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir. RIP to Dilla for sure,
yes, sir.
All right, so this next question is definitely going to require some thought, but when you are 80 years old, what can you predict will matter to you the most about music?
I can tell you right now, as you and I both know, like, music now is. I'm not going to say all of it, but music now doesn't have feeling in it anymore. There's no emotion that goes into it. It's all about making a quick, all about making a quick buck now. You know, you go back and listen to like music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, like, you know, when they were singing or, you know, doing a thing, like you could hear the pain and, you know what I'm saying? You could hear the emotion and the integrity in that music.
And right.
I think music now is, most of it anyway, lacks integrity. So
yeah.
Me being 80 years old, sitting on the porch, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to listen to some music, you know, that has that feeling to it, like soul, you know what I'm saying? I want that. That would be what would be most important to me.
No doubt. All right, so next question. If you had the opportunity to get a message across to a large group of people, what would your message be?
These are some great questions, brother. You got some stompers for me, man. Wow. I knew you was going to do that too, bro. You sneaky. No, but seriously, wow, that's a great question, man. I think based on my experiences, I would say don't listen to what others tell you you should do with your life. You know what I'm saying? My story is no different than, you know, a lot of Black males, you know, in, you know, different cities that, you know, can't find a job, so they choose to join the service. You know what I'm saying? That's not something that I necessarily wanted to do. But, you know, a lot of my friends, most of them, they're no longer around, but, you know, at the time they were like, you know, no, don't join, you know what I'm saying? Don't do that, you know what I'm saying? And if I wouldn't have done it, I wouldn't have got to see, you know, a lot of places, you know, overseas and things like that. So, you know, I wouldn't have anything, you know, to set me up for, you know, side projects like, you know, clothing lines and music and stuff like that. So I would definitely say, like, don't listen to what people tell you. Follow your own dreams and follow your own goals and ambitions.
For sure. Dope advice. All right, so next question. Name two songs that define Paul Vegas as a person and elaborate on them.
Wow. Two songs that define Paul Vegas. It's weird because I'm not the same Paul Vegas as I used to be.
Right.
If that makes any sense. Like, you know, you know, one day I just happened to be sitting around and, you know, it just popped in my head. Like I have an uncle, you know, rest in peace. His name was Paul. And I want to say subconsciously, I got the first part of it from him. But, you know, I was like, before my name was Paul Vegas, my producer name was Nicotine. And, you know, yeah, I used to smoke cigarettes and stuff like that. So, yeah, I thought I was like, you know, cool or whatever. But, you know, I quit that. And I was like, you know what, let me change my producer name to Paul Vegas. And I think the Vegas part came about, I wanted something exciting. I wanted something that, you know, that would speak, you know, to my personality. Like, I'm an outgoing person. I like to crack jokes, you know what I'm saying? I just like to, you know, chill, you know what I'm saying? Two songs that would describe me. As far as like what I just said, being chill, mellow, I would definitely go with the joint that I sent you for Send It On. That would be one. I can't, the name of that joint, I can't remember what the name of that track was. But yeah, that would be one.
Sure.
Two would probably be a joint I made called Midnight Snack.
I think I remember that one. You sent that one to me a while back.
Right.
For sure.
But I love mellow music, you know, a nice boom bap, you know, track over some mellow chords, you know, samples. And so that speaks to me and who I am. So I love it.
No doubt. All right, last question before I get you to plug yourself in. And this is going to, I feel like this is the most stumping question of all of them, because I don't even know how I would answer this question, to be honest with you. But if life is so short, why do we do so many things we don't like and like so many things we don't do?
Simple answer, believe it's because we've been trained. I mean, I often think about that same question myself. You know, you work, you know, 75% of your life, and then, you know, the way the system is set up, you only got a few more years to enjoy it before you take your dirt nap. You know what I'm saying? So I think we do it because that's what we've been trained to do. You know, me being 44 years old, like, I admire the younger generation because they found new avenues and ways to make money and income without doing the traditional, you know, school, college, you know, things like that. Like, nobody's going for that no more. Like, it's not needed. You got people, you know, creating YouTube pages and, you know, TikTok pages and stuff, you know, getting millions of followers, making, you know, a lot of money. And it's like, you know, what am I doing? What did I do wrong? You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So, yeah, I think it's because that's what we've been trained to do. You know, it's been passed down from our parents, you know, from their parents, like, you know, get a good job, go to school. You know, nobody talks about creating their own business and stuff. And that's why I try to push mine. You know, I got tired of, like, spending my money, you know, trying to, you know, make somebody else rich. Now, don't get me wrong, you know, I love my heel figure and my polo and stuff like that. But I mean, why not, you know, create a clothing line for myself? You know, or why not support other Black-owned businesses?
Right.
No doubt.
Sorry, we've reached the end of the podcast. I am gonna play a beat at the end for the listeners to listen to. You sent a couple, so I'm gonna play one of them for sure. But yeah, plug yourself in. Anything you got coming out soon? Anything we could look forward to in the future from you? You know, anyone you want to shout out, go for it.
Right now, I'm basically just taking a hiatus on music. I got to upgrade my equipment, man. So I'm in the process of doing that. I really want to shout out Doodlebug from Diggable Planets. I had the pleasure of seeing him in Seattle in concert. So yeah, that'll be my shout out. Shout out to RJ Payne for supporting me when I first started my clothing line. Shout out to Lord Jamar. He was like the first person that allowed me to, like, you know, show my clothing on his podcast. A lot of people don't know that, but yeah. And most importantly, shout out to you for giving me the opportunity to do this, man. I appreciate it.
No doubt. Thank you for joining the pod again, my brother. For real, no.
Right.
Yes, sir. In-depth podcast, season 3, episode 4. Y'all take it easy. Peace.
Peace.
We hope you've enjoyed episode 4 of season 3 of In Depth Podcast featuring Paul Vegas. New episodes of In Depth Podcast airing every Sunday. Season 3, episode 5 coming soon. In Depth Podcast.